Say that again.
Recording.
Now I have it on record.
It is good that you have recorded my recording.
Because I'm recording too!
Ooh. What European country are you from?
It's a rainy, gray day out here in Victoria, British Columbia. This is Vangelis coming to you pre-recorded with WTF at TFW, and the rain is pounding on my windows, and it's making me feel zen. But I'm not the only one here, so I've got to wake myself up. And with me today, we've got Aaron.
Hola.
Is it raining over there?
No.
I'm sorry. That's right. Also with us today is Lupus Convoy.
Hey.
Is it raining over there?
Actually it's not. We're expecting snow tonight.
What?
Yeah. This is New England. We expect snow in like June.
I'm in British Columbia. We expect snow never. Unless you're up north. North. Smithers. Also with us today is Omegas Prime.
I wish it was raining here. It's quite boring right now, actually.
What is coming down from the sky?
Frogs.
That is so boring.
So I'm the firstborn child of my family, so this is my last show, people.
It's alright, you'll be fondly remembered.
If you die, can I have your toy collection?
Yeah, but it all gets mailed to you in many pieces.
Sealed in little plastic balls.
Woohoo!
I wish I would get one of those. I should go and pester Unicron Supreme.
You don't.
Like the video said I should, only it used reverse psychology. Anyway, we're here to talk to you today about Transformers. And our first topic today is that the TFW 2000 site front page has crashed for some of us. But
yes.
I still have it up. And I think, I still have our topic list up. And this first one, we don't really need the front page for it. It's just a minor little thing, kind of going off of what Seth brought up in his new pick picks last week. It seems that Revenge of the Fallen on a USB drive is going to be sold on its own on a USB drive. That's kind of neat. As I said last week, that's an interesting precedent that I don't know has been set before. It's basically a 4 GB USB stick with a movie on it being sold for $30. It's not like any kind of special USB stick. In fact, it appears to just be a white USB stick with a Transformers sticker on the front. But the idea of getting the movie on a USB drive is interesting. That's all I can really say right now. It's interesting. Aaron, what do you think about this? Do you think this might happen with other films?
Unfortunately, yeah, kind of. My biggest thought with it is it locked onto that disc, onto that thumb drive, or are you able to take that and copy it onto your hard drive and still be able to use it? Because
apparently,
no, even then, it's just a little white flash drive. There's nothing, you know what, if it was like Soul Fury kind of says, you know, if that was on Ravage, I'd buy that in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
You know? Okay,
apparently,
yeah. Even if it was locked onto the... onto Ravage. You can only use it, play it on that USB drive for 30, maybe even $40. You know what? I'd probably go for it. Although 4 gig, that's like even lower.
That's tiny.
Data rate than like a DVD is, so it's not going to be great quality. But still, you know, if there was something else that went with it, the flash drive was something important or different, then it'd be a possibility, but not just a white Kingston 4 gig data traveler USB drive.
I think it's the fact that it's just a white one, too, which is kind of like, did you guys even try?
Yeah.
Omegas, you were saying something?
I'm reading up on it now, and apparently, according to the company, they are actually recommending that you digitally copy this movie onto your computer just in case you accidentally erase the USB drive. So you can spend $30 on this movie and accidentally delete it. It isn't even locked out.
That's awesome.
Well, then you're eating up 4 gigs on a hard drive, which, I mean, now with, if you have a computer in the last couple of years, that's not terrible, but, I mean, my my desktop computer that's still plodding along. Let's see, go to my computer, and its main hard drive is a massive 70 gigs.
You need a new hard drive, man.
Yeah, I know. Well, the storage drive is 120, and then I also have like 160 external. But still, it's one of those things. It's like, you know, if I don't see this becoming something terribly popular.
Lupus, what do you think about the USB release of a movie?
Yay. I mean, it's a new mode of distribution, but wouldn't this end up being kind of on the wayside like UMD discs?
Yeah, and I'm curious about various details related to it, but would you see yourself going for a movie on USB over a movie on DVD if it was $10 cheaper?
No.
Yeah, not it wouldn't matter.
I mean, it wouldn't look the same with the rest of the Blu-rays that we have, you know? I mean,
yeah.
Well, on top of that, it's not like that's something that, you know, I have a DVD case.
Yeah.
I don't have a USB drive case. You know, I don't sit there and look at all the spines of my USB drives and wonder which one I want to watch. Now it's... Yeah. I don't think... Unless it's like a terabyte USB drive or something or other to justify a massive amount of the other stuff that you get. Because what's a Blu-ray cost, since you're a Blu-ray person?
Blu-ray, if you buy it at the weekend that it comes out, and if it's a high title...
Not even then. Like, if you were to go and get something that was 6 months old.
At 6 months old, it'd be like 20 to 25, depending on what the title is.
So you're paying more for less and less and less.
Pretty much.
Go Kingston.
You know, honestly, though, if it was similar to the model of the Gaia memory from Kamen Rider W, where you press a button on it and it comes up with a sound effect, that might make it, you know.
Or to pare that down even further, if the USB drive itself looked interesting,
there you go.
It would be a bit more of a draw. Oh,
but it has Transformers written on it. I mean, that's...
Yeah. That's so awesome!
I bet you could talk to the guys at Repo Labels and just come up with some standard USB drive dimensions, and they'll print up plenty of stickers for you that say Transformers and not charge you $30.
This isn't something that I would really want. I mean, my big thought is, you know, if I buy this, I'm going to use it for, you know, carrying my documents and stuff around at school. But part of me is really afraid with, you know, it being labeled as such. You know, I could turn my back around and some kid could just come up and grab it and be like, ooh, free movie.
Yeah, and my big question about all this is, quite simply, what are we getting on the drive? Like, I'm going to assume we're just getting the movie, no extras, just the movie. Now, are we getting, like, an HD encode of it, or are we getting, like, a standard def code of it? Okay, so if it's a standard def encode of it, right, is this just the digital copy only, instead of putting it on a DVD, on a completely separate DVD, they're now just putting it on a USB drive? Because the digital copy was also kind of a terrifying failure at an attempt to be modern, from what I saw, where it was kind of like, yeah, here's your digital copy, input the serial code, and you can use this on exactly two pieces of hardware, and you must cut your veins open and bleed on the case in order for the file to work every time you want to watch it, blah, blah, blah. Like, is this going to have hideous numbers of limitations attached to it as well, since it's a digital piece of media, and Hollywood generally fears the internet on the whole? Yeah. Like, I'm...
According to what this says here, the USB drive has to be connected to the computer for the movie to play, if it is on the system or not.
Okay, so it's going to be like when you install an Xbox game, you got to have the disc in the drive to run it. See, that I guess I can kind of get, but at the same time, that means that this digital copy of the movie, it sounds like you wouldn't be able to put it onto like a portable device. So that erases the whole draw of the digital copy, which is that at least it was sized for an iPod or something like that. I don't know. I'm always kind of hard on things like this that are kind of like, they strike me as an attempt to modernize the distribution of media, and I'm often sort of staring at these with, I admit, very nerdy, biased eyes, because I feel that the people who distribute this kind of stuff fear digital media already. So I was kind of thinking this is neat as a precedent, but it's probably not going to be fun to actually use.
Right.
Yeah.
I love how it's what, $30 for a 4 gig drive with a movie on it and a sticker on the front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't cost anything. It's not like a DVD where every one of them has to get stamped and everything.
Yeah,
just
this is like a $20 shtick.
Yeah.
The movie stuck on. So technically it's like, oh, well, you're getting the movie for cheaper. And it's like, yeah. And I have to have the stick sticking out of my computer when I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Right. Well, you can either, well, if you lose the stick, then you are out $30 on the movie.
Yeah, so
that
when
part
they
sucks
say,
too.
When they say, oh, we want you to copy it just in case you accidentally delete the file, if you wipe that stick, doesn't that mean that whatever's on it that would allow you to play the movie in the first place is no longer on it?
I would guess that there's something like a serial number linked between the stick and your specific copy of the movie, so that as long as the stick is recognized and it pulls that serial off, then
right.
Good to go.
Man, I mean, I apologize
still,
if you know, listeners, if you've gone through the discussion thread. I haven't actually checked the discussion thread on this yet, so if it's really long and all this has been covered, then, you know, hey, but...
I'll see if the boards are still alive and I'll...
Yeah. Find it. I can't actually get on to look right now. But, yeah, it's interesting. I'm curious if this is going to be a one-shot thing or if we're going to see more movies come out like this, and I'm curious if they're ever going to take off. I think that the price of $30 is daunting to anyone who might casually think about this. Really, it looks like it's aiming at the, I hate to use this word, but the uneducated consumer.
Am I wrong
bracket?
In thinking that this isn't the first time that this has happened for a movie?
I don't recall any other movies being sold on USB drives.
I vaguely remember Slice of Sci-Fi pulling something out of their news articles about this is a new distribution model and it wasn't working very well for sales. But
I'd have to look that up because all I recall is that this just reminds me of the digital copy, which I think is one of the most misused attempts to modernize DVDs in ages. But I don't know. Maybe this will turn out awesome. Maybe they put like a giant stash of unreleased toy pictures and like,
yep,
and like a credit card number on the stick as well. Who knows?
If you don't mind me jumping in real quick, apparently Sony and PNY released stuff, including Ghostbusters, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
When did they do that? Was that recently or a couple of years ago?
Actually, yeah, it's recently. I guess they released it in September 4th, the announcement about it.
Oh, no, I hadn't heard about that at all. Okay, I guess they are doing it.
Last year. That's what I've got pulled up.
So it came out in 2008.
That's what I'm seeing.
Wow, I never saw it. I don't know, maybe I missed it. Did you guys catch USB movies?
No.
Didn't even hear of them before now.
Listeners, if you saw movies on USB sticks over the last year at any point for sale in stores, please post in the thread to let us know, because this is a new development to me, and I am now curious, and I would like to engage in discussion about this topic. So, post in the thread. Anyway, we should move along so we don't spend forever talking about this weirdness of media distribution, and we could jump into our new picks as well. So, hey, Aaron! Did you pick a picture?
Just making sure it's not in the topic list so I don't pose everybody. Okay.
Oh.
The prototypes that have popped up, including the possible drift.
The big red car.
Big red car.
It's actually kind of small, going by the cables in the back, but the small, big red car.
Well, it's just such a big picture.
Yeah.
It's like in your face.
Right.
But
it's very red.
Yes, could this be the theorized drift? And that's only because it has a big spoiler. Rather than that, I see no ginormous, unexplained, mystical, magical sword. So
I have no idea what it could be. I've been reading the speculation, and they all sound fine. But this is another case where it's like, well, as far as we know, it's a car. It says not for sale on the front. It's red.
Yeah.
It's a red one. Aaron, are you going to be getting it to join your red bulkhead?
Maybe. Actually, the other thing that kind of popped into mind is I wonder if these are for the next line.
That too.
Dun, dun, dun.
And which next line?
Neither. Well, I don't think it's going to be for the 2011 movie. So it's. I mean, have they talked about something other than I know that there was classics will continue on in some form. Mm-hmm. Didn't we get that in one of the Q&A things? But also, they're talking about having another Transformers show, and I don't know why they wouldn't do something in a similar vein as animated, you know, something to fill up that intermediate period, even if it's only like one season show, because those work well for 30-minute toy commercials.
Exactly. And if this is for a new show, then hey, it looks like they're going for stuff with vehicles. So
yeah.
Back in '99,
this Beast fans.
Yeah, back in '99, this would have been huge news. So we're
yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think about the red car?
Ooh, it's pretty.
It's very red.
Mm-hmm.
It's really all I got right now. I heard someone talking about Cybertronian markings on the front, but honestly, I'm not really seeing them.
That's called a reflection.
No, that is a not-for-sale stamp, and then on the other part, it is the etching. I remember seeing them
His little serial
in a lot of the Hasbro displays, and they have stuff that's not quite out yet. I remember Alternators, when we first really saw Alternators, second
the
Ravage, and then Rumble had that etched in it, and so did the RC and Rodimus that were at BotCon this year had something similar to that etched in. So I don't know if that's a specific item identification number so that, you know, if they had a better version of this picture they could track down just to in the factory, let it walk out and break their thumbs.
I like how the guy who took the picture took a huge picture of the serial numbers. That's awesome.
But I don't know. I'm interested.
Yeah.
Just because we have no idea what it is.
I'm looking forward to more news along those veins. Although, going by some of the other recent headlines, I think that right now our news is going to be very centric on the 2010 Revenge of the Fallen toys. But
yeah,
let's move along. Omegas, have you got a picture you'd like to bring up?
Let's see. There's two other mystery prototypes, but you can't tell what the hell one of them is. So I'll go for the blatantly obvious. Total Mystery Frenzy Rumble proto.
Yeah, and there was an interesting piece of evidence. Now, I don't know if maybe while we're recording someone has done this, but the idea that this might be a fan item, that has actually kind of been debunked by the fact that no one has come up to claim credit for it, despite everyone talking about how cool it is. And usually, if a fan company, something like this leaks out and people like it, they're probably going to come up and go like, oh yeah, we did that, because we're awesome. So,
for the life of me, I cannot figure out what it transforms into, but I do realize that it means a new sound wave is coming along. So it kind of it makes me think this and the same red car might be the Universe 3 line that we're supposed to be getting.
Could be.
Just maybe, hopefully.
Yeah, that was from last week. I remember popped up during the recording. I saw that Aaron Archer kind of confirmed Universe 3 fall 2010. So.
Oh, that is going to be nice. That would be about the right time frame to get protos like this.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Aaron Lupus, you guys got any thoughts on the little white man?
I hope it's not Rosanna.
It better be Rosanna. It doesn't. Rosanna has a bit more of a defined waist, and her cassette nodules stick out a bit more. So you can, you know, stick your spool into her chest and spin her tape a bit.
I just want to get Gog angrier at me. It's not Rosanna.
No, dude, we've lost patience with you ever since you didn't kick in that door. I mean, like, everything else is icing on the cake.
I know.
No, watch it turn out to come out in, like, pink and red, or pink and white colors, and you're getting real excited, Rosanna, and nope, it's flip sides. Sorry.
Oh, screw flip sides. I mean, no offense to Flip Sides. No offense to Flip Sides, all right. But Flip Sides, did you sing?
But offense to Flip Sides.
Did Flip Sides sing? Huh? No? Exactly.
I just can't wait for the inevitable Frenzy is blue, Rumble is red, and all
Rosanna
old
is pink.
Starting all over again.
Oh, that too, yeah.
Rip, pip, 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 pip.
Exactly.
Rip, 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 rip.
Yeah, Lupus, do you think this might be connected to a Soundwave, or...
Dude, if it was Soundwave, oh, awesomeness. I'm kind of, in my own little mind, convinced that it does transform, and that its transformation sequence is possibly something similar to Offshoot, in that with the hips. I mean, just throwing that out there. But, dear God, I don't care how many times they repaint that, recolor it, I will buy it over and over again. It is... It's so cute.
It's
awesome.
It's very much striking me as transforming only because of the way the shoulder mount looks with the separate pieces on the shoulders.
Right, yeah.
Like, that's got to move somewhere.
Unless we're looking at the new version of Action Masters.
That could be cool,
too. Oh, God.
I mean, like, if they're going to do, like, robots, and then maybe they got, like, you can flip his shoulders open to flip out the little back cannon or whatever. That could be neat,
just,
too.
My thought is looking at... just talking right over you.
As always.
I know. Because I don't like you either. Oh.
That's great.
Looking at him, he looks like he's below basic size, which I wonder if maybe he doesn't transform entirely so much as to turn into something halfway to integrate onto something else.
That could be
kind
it, too.
Armada Minicon-ish.
But at least the Minicon's completely transformed into some sort of Altmod.
Well, right, but... some of the Decepticon ones kind of went halfway into something else, like Cyclonus, to become the different cockpit for Cyclonus. Sure. I wonder if it's just something like that, right. where Soundwave is something, not a tape player, and then he has these dudes fall off of him.
Right. If he's if they go by the animated model and turn him into an SUV of some kind, just because, like, scrunch up and fit in the rear of the vehicle.
Right.
He'd be like attack pods that he drops at before he rocks
tackle
at.
Box or something.
Yeah.
Oh, he turns into a weighted companion cube.
You see, I would buy that. I know a lot of people would buy that. Actually, you know why this guy transforms? Take a look. You see that nub sticking out of on our left, his shin at the bottom there? Mm-hmm. You see the little wedge on the inside of his shin on his leg to our right? There you go. There you go. Do I need to say more?
That's the transformation. His foot kind of goes upwards a little bit.
Yeah, his transformation is his shins stick together and his shoulders slide up, and then he turns into Shiva. I don't know.
Turns into a lamppost.
Exactly. Hey, maybe that's what he does.
One toss back.
All right, well, let's keep moving on. Lupus, have you got a picture chosen out?
Oh, God, you'd ask me. I would. Okay. I know I'm probably going to get flack for saying this, but one of my favorite toys from Galaxy Force was Backpack.
Mm-hmm.
So the shots that we have from Cybertron CA of the updated scatter shot.
Oh, yes, the Skator shot.
He looks kind of dorky, kind of frumpy. The guns aren't the same as the old Galaxy Force stuff, but he's a cute little scout. Gotta say, I really do want him. I'm looking forward to this toy.
Yeah, I like how his vehicle mode's like almost solid blue, and then there's almost no like really huge chunks of blue on his robot mode. Like, his robot mode goes to very gray.
Yeah.
Very kind of unfortunate Games Workshop gray, but still, it's a neat color change trick. So, that mind wipe kind of did that too.
Well, what we did learn from Games Workshop is that black washes do wonders to bring out details.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm really excited about this little guy. He's going to be one of the few basics that I'm going to pick up. But yeah, it's a nice reimagining of the character in movie aesthetics. So I'm really excited. And forget what all the backpack haters say. He's good. He's worth it.
I can't let up on Backpack, that little dude. I mean, I like Galaxy. I like when he goes all Galaxy style and he's like Super Front Pack or whatever his new name was when he gets big and he gets big guns.
Back Guildo.
Yeah, Back Guild. That makes even less sense than Front Pack.
But at least this time he's got like actual movement in the arms and legs.
That is the big thing. That's what Backpack needed, was he needed legs to move forward and backwards. That was my grievance that I would hold against him.
He was punished for it. Still no repaint.
That's right.
Yeah, we named a toy Warpath, and it wasn't you.
Yeah, they've just quietly pushed that one under the table along with Energon Sharkticon. Sigh.
I'm telling you, man, Skybite.
That's right. Okay, so for my pick, there's a very obvious one, but I just want to quickly bring up a second one because I'm allowed to do that. We got images of a new Marvel crossovers Hulk, and now, okay, all comments on the quality of this new Bulldozer Hulk aside, this was unnecessary because the Hulk tank is awesome! So, yeah. Why yeah. would you spend all this time doing up a new Hulk who not only is unnecessary, but looks derpy? I mean, it's a waste of time. I don't know. This could have been like Rulk even. This could have been Red Hulk, but we have a definitive green and gray Hulk in the tank, and it looks great when you transform the arms correctly. And on our little Transformers crossovers news nub, you even see a picture of Tank Hulk beating his chest as he looks at this funny-looking little bulldozer dude who should have been someone else. So, I don't know. All I gotta say is, first Marvel crossover's major disappointment for me, and I generally think that line is cool if overpriced. That's why I only have one toy.
And the mold's supposed to be Thing, which makes the blocky Lego look of it kind of makes sense.
Supposed to be Thing?
Yeah, I remember them showing off the prototype as Hulk and the Thing.
You see, I would totally dig this as the Thing, because I don't know that this, the Hulk tank is so iconic for this whole line because it's.
That's the other odd thing is why not lead with the one that hasn't gotten a toy yet.
Surely the Hulk is not so popular as to be a Wolverine-level character who needs to show up in every
iteration.
In every title, every toy line, every...
Well, I mean, like, they have a Spider-Man as a car, they have a Wolverine, right? So why not... Why do you need to throw a Hulk in there as well for Wave 5? Why not make the Thing the weird, obscure guy for that line, that wave?
I think the mold, once they got it done, that this looks really derpy. Let's make it someone more popular than the Thing.
Oh... I don't know. I like to stand up for the Hulk tank because that was an effective toy, I thought.
Oh, yeah.
It was a great way to start that line off. And this is like, seriously. But, okay, that's not important. The really important thing I got to bring up is this was actually brought to my attention as something that I may get called on, is out of nowhere, it appears we're going to have a repaint of Revenge of the Fallen Dirt Boss, the Forklift, as the original Spoons. I.e. Orange, i.e. Mr. 34, or 35, I can't remember. Bits of silver all over him. Now, people have asked me, will I be buying 20 of them as I claimed I would? No. Unless, of course, you give me the money to do so. Because, you see, what I was engaging in there was a bit of playful hyperbole, usually done when wanting to show the support of a product or... executed repaint that likely wasn't going to happen. And I don't think any of us thought that a repaint of that toy as a GoBot character, an obscure one at that, called Spoons, was going to happen. So I have to throw major props to them for doing that, and to anyone who wants me to buy 20 of them, I will gladly do so, provided you give me the money to do so. So if you guys want to send me copies of this toy, I would gladly have a whole shelf of nothing but the Spoons repaint of Dirt Boss. I just don't want to actually spend the money to do that because I'm a cheapskate. So I'm opening the challenge now. If you'd like to help me reach my 20 spoons goal, then please send me piles of spoons. If you do that, though, bear in mind you are throwing toys at me for no real good reason other than to create a giant shelf of orange forklifts. But if you support that, then you know what? I support you. So I'm just throwing that out there.
You do have to admit, though, that would make one hell of a YouTube video.
It would, but I'd also feel very bad receiving there'd end up being more than 20 if this went all out, I think. It would either be I'd get 3, or I'd get, like, 50. Like, that's how I think this would play out.
I just have to say, you know what this means? That someone at Hasbro listens to the podcast.
Either that or the dude who did Fracture got to do another one.
Yeah. This is GoBots. This is going to make me so laugh because You know how Hasbro Toy Shop will take all those figures that haven't sold and they'll try to sell like 10 of them at once as a party pack?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Ooh.
I can imagine this happening to the really obscure repaint of the Wave 1 forklift and somebody getting the sick idea to do this.
I wouldn't do that, maybe. Because then I wouldn't be buying all the toys separately. Like, if it's a party pack, right? That's different. That's totally
different.
Then
you're only buying one thing.
Exactly. I'm not buying 20 of something. I'm buying one thing with 20 things in it. There's a difference. Look it up. Read a book. Anyway, that's awesome, though. I had to bring that up. I'm sure many people thought I was going to bring it up. I saw the thread of people wondering what I was thinking, and all I'm going to say is, I came bricks.
Thank you.
Something that I was hoping to come bricks for and didn't was the return of the mail away. On the Bumblebee Soundwave 2-pack with the Nest Battle subline insignia, there was a lot of speculation because we saw every side of the box except for the one that told us what the mysterious mail-away advertised on the front of the box was. And Ben Yee, Uncle Ben of BWTF.com, got scans up of the catalog from the Nest Battles stuff. And we got to see a couple interesting things. We got to see that we're going to be getting Red Rampage as well. We got to see the Blazemaster gets to be Evac. And we got to see the mail-away. And it's a somewhat chromed-looking Ravage done up in a sort of re-entry style where he's got chrome silver bits and red heated bits. And I think he looks cool. I just think that it's kind of an odd thing to pick out as a mail-away. Only because, going by previous mail-aways, okay, only going by the one I know, which is Doc from G.I. Joe, the mail-aways, I was kind of expecting something that would not really be like a new toy, and it wouldn't be like something that would blow your socks off, but it would be something that made you go like, that's a mail-away. But Nest Ravage, the only reason why he seems odd to me as a mail-away is because we have so many Nest repaints of other deluxes happening in boxes and single packs and blah, 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 blah. It's kind of like, and Ravages is the mail away. And it's kind of like, that's cool. I guess he rolled a 6. I don't know. Natural 20 on the mail away thing. That one was for Aaron.
Yes.
Hey, Aaron, what do you think about him? Also, I should add, the reason why we know he's chromed is because we got to see some stolen Chinese shots of him like the day afterwards. So, there you go. Anyway, Aaron, your thoughts on this guy?
My thoughts on the mail-away are, so you have to buy that 2-pack to get the thing to do the mail-away?
I think.
Is that right? Because the certificate has, at what retailer did you buy this 2-pack? So,
mm-hmm.
Right off the bat, you're having to buy, but I would assume most of the time when it's a 2-pack like this, it'd be maybe $20, probably $20, like Voyager box. But anyway, so you're buying that, and then you have to collect 3 others for the stickers to get this so-so repaint.
Yeah, on the bright side, you know, Nest Battle seems to have a lot of cool toys. So
yeah, oh yeah,
getting the stickers isn't going to be hard.
3 stickers between, well, as we see in the catalog that comes with it. I mean, you're going to have Brawn in there, which that's new mold. You're going to have Dirge in there. You're going to have Lockdown. Bludgeon, Mind Wipe. So yeah, I'm going to end up with the 3 stickers, but for a repaint of a toy that I don't even know where the original one went because it wasn't that great, I'd rather have, I guess, if they took maybe even somebody like Dirge, who could become a different character with a vastly different paint job, I think that would be a better mail away than just this guy that's a repaint for a moment.
Yeah, it's like it's not even a real, like, you know, it's not even a redeco to a new name. It's just like, this is Ravage when he's in the atmosphere, and it's kind of like, eh.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's a neat idea,
if it became Tigatron, it might be something that'd be a momentary, huh? But
well,
you could do that white, and then have all the alternating stuff be the black from Tigers.
Mm-hmm.
That,
well, if you're doing a mail away, you might as well do something really weird and random like that.
And would you agree that, like, this Nest Ravage, you know, if he came out in retail, it would make a lot more sense, and, like, no one would really be looking at it twice? It would just be like, oh, yeah, there's the Ravage repaint. But, like, since he's the mail-away, I think he's under more scrutiny. I mean, like, he has the Chrome. The Chrome is neat.
Yeah.
But, I don't know. I'm not a Chrome junkie.
Chrome can't buy me off.
Yeah.
CG1 Insecticons.
Here's what I'm wondering. This is a little mail-away card. Comes with the Infiltration Soundwave, the Almost G1 Almost Sound Blaster repaint.
Mm-hmm.
Considering this mail-away Ravage seems to be a G1 homage with the chrome weapons and the silver legs, why wouldn't you do it with like the 3-pack with the G1 Soundwave?
Because that's a lot of cardboard. I don't know.
I'm just trying to find logic in this thing. Yeah, I get it. It's a Ravage mail-away when you buy the Soundwave box. And I can kind of appreciate that, but not when there's another one that matches it.
Yeah, and...
Well, the other one that matches it was in the production pipe before they thought, hey, you know what we could do that'd be really cool and the collectors would really like? A mail-away!
I do dig the mail-away aspect, and like I was joking with Drew on Twitter, it's kind of like... It's funny watching the reactions to the mail-away at times, because Hasbro has been doing a lot of mail-aways. It's just they haven't done Transformers ones for a while. So it's nice for Transformers to get back to it. I just kind of wish there was a bit more of a bombastic thing for us to be mailing away for. Like with G.I. Joe, Doc was like, whoa, it's Doc. So I don't know. Lupus, what do you think about Chrome Nesty Ravage?
Honestly, I didn't want to pick up the original Ravage, but with the Chrome, this actually has me really interested, but not to go through all those hoops to buy that 2-pack. And but, I mean, you guys are totally on the ball with wanting something a little bit more, with more panache, I guess. I mean, I remember the Omnibots being mail-aways.
Oh yeah, but I'm even going like, you know, on the lowest level, like Aaron's suggestion, you know, take someone who could legitimately be made into a completely different character and just like paint him like whatever and give him a new name. Like
Predacon Rampage or something.
Yeah, or even outside of Ravid, you know, take I guess Dirge, paint him different, call him Coneface. I mean, like
Braun into Outback has a gun on the roof.
Yeah, Braun into Outback, or even just Braun into Aussie Bot or something. Like, something that's a little bit more punchy and makes you go like, oh, that's the guy that was the mail away. Like, I don't know. That's what I was looking
for. Yeah, that would be really cool. But
yeah, there's some little disturbed part of me that wants them to do the Ice Cream Twins as a mail away, except they do it like Sweet Tooth from Twisted Metal.
Yeah, or this was awesome. A great idea I heard on the forums. Ice Cream Twins repainted as Topspin and Twin Twist.
Oh no.
Like, I would be so all over that hardcore, but yeah, anyway. Nest Ravage, I guess we'll see. I'll probably try to get a hold of him somehow, but since I'm in Canada, I somewhat expect I won't even be able to take part in the mail away unless I miss some fine print on the scans. I didn't really look for it.
Let me go back and scan.
But I mean, I'm going to be buying a lot of the toys anyway, and I like the Infiltrator Soundwave deco, and I don't have a Canon Bumblebee, because I think he looks kind of dumb, but since he's a mold I don't have, that makes the 2-pack something that I would probably buy if I was feeling like I didn't have any toys for a while. So, I mean, like, there's a chance, if I can mail away for this, there's a decent chance I'll probably end up with it, because, you know, hey, why not? But it's not something I'm going to be going out of my way to try to get a hold of, I think. It's not going to be, like, the domineering thing of my collector life until I have it arrive in my mailbox and I can rub my chin and my teeth over its chrome belly. So,
I apologize for you. Offer valid in U.S. only.
Yes, can you please buy $80 worth of toys for
me
so I can...
Can you buy me $80 of toys and receive a toy for me and send it to me for free? That'd be awesome. Okay, that's officially too much work, like, for me to try to get a hold of. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to skip that then. Anyway, before we hit intermission, I just want to drop a little bit of a note, a little bit of a hey, cool stuff for TFW thing. But the TFW resources site has hit 4,000 entries. TFW has a resource section upheld by several brave individuals. I was hoping that the boards could load, and they can, so I can tell you who they are. And it's a cool part of the site you should check out, because a lot of the photos are by folks who put a lot of work into that kind of thing. It's all white backgrounds, but, you know, it makes the toys stick out. And the folks that the British Butcher Saul Fury, who I always think of as the resource guy, the people he's thanked on the front page would be AMS, I think I've covered all the different pronunciations there, D-Fuzz, Flywheels, Hero Prime, Joe Moore, Canuke Me.
Can you see me?
Can you see? Oh, I see what he did there. Smokescreen GT, Sydney Y, Super Underscore Megatron, Tim Space Formus, Troubleshot, Tricane, and X-Junkie. So, throwing a grats out there. Woot woot. Anyway, it's intermission time, and then it's what we got this week time. Pow! But yeah, I'm really looking forward to those other cell phone companies in Canada getting the iPhone so we could take Roger's stupid monopoly and kick it in the testicles! Ugh!
Hopefully you can get a real data plan, too.
I know, real data plan, stupid Rogers and their monopoly with their data plan, we're gonna kick them in the balls! Kick them! What are we going to do to Rogers, guys?
Kick them in the balls?
Kick them in the balls! Yeah. Anyway, hi.
I think they can hear us.
We're back with what we got this week. So, let's start off with Aaron. What you get this week?
Well, the first thing I didn't actually get this week, I remembered it just as we were shutting down for the podcast last go-round.
And made a note of it in the podcast thread.
Yes, I had to go and make a note of it, so I remember it. As I got, and it's not a Transformers thing, so skip ahead if you don't want, but I picked up the Valve Max and Sky Max Megazords from the Transformers RPM. Oh, there's Transformers RPM and Power Rangers RPM. See how
this is true. This is true.
But for the $20 price that for some reason my Target still has the Deluxe Megazords marked at, they're fun representations of Power Rangers Sentai toys. Not nearly as good as if I paid the like $700 now, I think, to get up to G9 out of the Japanese stuff that's slightly larger and a little bit more articulated. And
it's not more articulated, to my knowledge.
Yes, it is.
Is it?
Oh my god. Well,
all I know is that they're bigger and they have little sound chip things, so they can go
the
like
Croc Carrier is completely different. Whereas the U.S., it's one piece. The Croc Carrier, it actually has an articulation point in there, so that like, as you pull the front part, the rear part turns. So that's
take it back.
Completely different. And
that's an odd way to say more articulated, though.
Yeah, I think that the Jetras Torruptor, the one or two of the plane guys have like an additional articulation point in there, and the way that they attach onto the shoulders is completely different than their Japanese counterparts. And yeah, no little sound chip things, none of that stuff. But yeah, I've got $60 invested in this giant hunk of rattling plastic that you could, quite frankly, bludgeon someone with.
And now you're after a Paleo Max.
And now I'm after a Paleo Max. So, hey, if anybody sees them out in the world, hit me up on my Twitter feed. And
boom, boom.
I'd probably go for it because I need a little more. Get the whole G12 experience, then I can go, wow, that's too big. I like the candy toys better.
Yay!
And, well, it's just that they're more articulated and
exactly.
I actually built them, which for some reason puts a whole lot more of me into that. Of you see that? You see how that sticker's on there? See how it's all up? Yeah, I did that. Yeah. Not some little Asian kid getting 8 cents per sticker. I did that, and I paid to do it.
In my own house.
Uphill both yeah. ways, in the snow.
Yes. And right. Then about my only other cool, fun, geeky, techy purchase was I bought myself the OtterBox Defender case for my iPhone because my other case did its job. It broke upon a cell phone drop. I heard that sickening sound and freaked out because it's very expensive to replace an iPhone. And I saw that it was just the case had picked up a massive crack in it, so I went to the AT&T store. Yay, AT&T and Monopoly. But,
you need to get more companies down there, man.
And I need a real case. And first thing the lady pointed out was like a leather little case of like a little belt. It was just kind of snuggled in there, and I said, no, I need a real case. And then the guy goes, oh, no, here, and points at the OtterBox. It's the soft case around a hard case with a belt clip.
Manly.
Creepy stuff. Yes.
Well, doesn't Verizon also offer the iPhone? They don't have a monopoly no. there, do they? See, that's the thing. That's no, what
AT&T
Canada needs.
Has, yeah, it was, as the legend goes, Apple first offered it to Verizon. And Verizon said, no, thank you. And then they offered it to AT&T, and AT&T said yes. And about every year, they say, oh, don't buy the iPhone right now, because AT&T is not going to be exclusive. Then AT&T goes, wait a second, like half of the phones in our system are iPhones, and we're the only people that have them. Yeah, we'll sign that. How much do you need, Apple?
But you guys still have them available from other providers, no. right? Oh, you don't? So no. Verizon no longer...
No. The only... You wow. can use... If you bought... You'd have to buy the phone outright, and then you can... It's kind of a cat and mouse game with iTunes and all that jazz, but you can... I don't know if you can with the latest versions yet, but you can...
Jailbreak them.
Jailbreak them, and then put somebody else's SIM card in them, but then you can't... I think that there's then a limitation against what all you can do with syncing it to iTunes and getting apps and whatnot, which is why I've never bothered with it, because to me, having the music and the apps and whatnot is why you get an iPhone.
So right now, without jailbreaking, there's only one provider in the U.S. that offers the iPhone?
Yep.
Correct.
You guys need to fix that like Canada's fixing it. You guys got to get a new provider out there so you can take AT&T, and you can take their Monopoly, and you can kick in the balls!
Elvis first.
That depends, I guess, if you come from the top, yeah, or from the side. Then that mean you're kind of like, you're roundhouse and kicking them in the balls!
You gotta get that extra velocity in there. Make it sting just that much more.
Yeah!
God, there's testosterone coming out of my headphones.
Is that what that is?
Yeah. Cool. Hey, Lupus, what did you get this week?
Absolutely nothing. At least not in the Transformers front.
Woot!
I did break down and get something for the DS. If people have seen me on Facebook, I am hopelessly addicted to the time sinks that they have on there in the Zynga network. So rather than getting sucked into another game that I've got to sit there and wait 4 hours before I get another point to do one little action, I went out and bought Rune Factory 2 and just have been twiddling around with the little farming simulations. And honestly, that's working out a little bit more for me. I can set aside my allotment of time and sink it, and then get back to studying.
Nice. Yeah, I've been. Well, I'll get to it when I get to what I got this week. But I've had my own time sink show up. I'll get to that though. Omegas, did you kick anyone in the balls?
Not this week. No.
Oh, did you get anything?
Mm. But we're going to go 3 for 3 here on the no Transformers this week.
Oof.
But, Google was nice enough to fund half of my purchase this week, and my mom's coworker funded the other half of my very long overdue Nintendo Wii.
Yay!
Awesome.
I've actually joined the seventh generation of video game consoles, and I have my first case of Wii-itis.
You throw your remote through your TV?
Oh, no. That condition contains many words I can't say on this podcast.
Oh, okay. Well, but did you take your Wii and did you just use it to smack someone in the balls?
You are way too focused on balls today, okay?
No, what he's about talking that. About is adjacent to the balls.
Yeah, it's...
Hula hoops. Anyway, yeah, continue.
But yeah, being the toy and YouTube geek that I am, I discovered what happens when you get too excited to play a video game that requires a lot of motion. Specifically the day after I played it the first time.
Yeah, you don't need big motions with the Wii.
Oh, I know. I know, but what's the point of having motion controls if I don't make an ass of myself?
Did you at least tape yourself doing that?
Unfortunately, no. I probably should have, unfortunately.
Unicron Supreme would have words about this, sir.
God, I don't want to give him any more ideas. The man is a Bond villain as it is.
So does he sit in a chair just stroking a cat? I mean...
As far as I... That's the impression in my head every time. I mean, every time I think of him in my head, I get the Dr. Claw shot from behind his throne with his big metal gauntlet on one armrest.
Yes, Mr. Bond.
You know how you could fight the ultimate Bond villain? Especially using
like
your Wiimote?
The balls?
Yeah! They catch on.
The only thing that sucked is that buying the Wii tapped me out so I couldn't buy a game with Mario's face on the front.
Oh, so you just have Wii Sports?
I have Wii Sports and I picked up a game called Mad World. It's a horribly underrated game. It just hit $20 and it is gloriously artistic and violent. So it kind of hits me in all the right ways.
Nice. So are you going to get a Wii Motion Plus with Wii Sports Resort? I learned all this on Giant Bomb.
I'm thinking about it. I like Wii Sports enough to actually go, oh, hey, I want more simulated sports so I don't actually have to go outside.
Yeah, and this one is with the Motion Plus, so you can chop up giant jelly-like objects with the sword and stuff.
Absolutely. But no, my first priority is to get something with a red and blue plumber on it.
All right.
What about No More Heroes? That was pretty good. It's very much in the same vein as Mad World.
No, one's enough for me. Plumber.
You want the fun game? Smash Brothers.
Definitely. That has a plumber in it.
And it has a plumber. It has two.
It
has both It has. I think that one only has two.
It's three. It has three. It has two and one evil
I guess
one.
It has, yeah.
Wario.
Wario's
in it.
Yeah. So,
not Wario. I just want to clear that up right now. It's Wario. If it was Wario, there'd be an E in there. W-E-A-R. I'm just, you know, anyway.
Continue. It'd be like Waldo. You don't know where it is.
You don't call it Weldo.
Weldo. Mario's welder cousin. All right. No, it's either going to be Mario Galaxy or Smash Brothers. If only so I can have Mario and Sonic beating the hell out of each other, cuz in my childhood remembering Super Nintendo versus Genesis, that was exactly what was going through my head.
That was like the heinous thing at school. That was like where you could start fights.
Oh yeah.
Oh, wicked. I actually got a video gamey thing too. And I didn't find any Transformers, and people who wanted to know, I'm sorry, but I mean, I spent like, 70-some dollars on deluxes a couple weeks ago. I'm still set from that. I'm sorry, guys. I was in San Jose for HeroCon, and when I was there, I was hoping to hit a target to look for Human Alliance skids, but the time just didn't pan out right. But those common riders I got were some Fig Arts and some SSE KTs. Their names were, and they're really fun. But what I got this week was my friend Jacob was over, and we were talking about stuff, and I recently got him, I convinced him to buy a 360 because he does not spend money on himself at all, and he constantly is going to various degrees of hideous stress, and I keep telling him, maybe you should get a video game system to relieve that stress, so I finally convinced him to do so, and he's been becoming a lot more savvy to video gaming than I am. Like, he actually just bought Forza 3, and I was like, really? Wow. And we're hoping to buy Borderlands sometime so we can go out and Borderland it up. But his first game he bought was Fallout 3, and he played the hell out of it. I believe he got past level 10 before he even met 3Dog, to throw out a Fallout 3 ref for people out there who know what I'm talking about. And I was always interested in it, but I kept getting told, wait for the Game of the Year edition, because it has all the DLC, so I waited. It came out, and I was like, oh, okay, I gotta get hold of that sometime. So Jacob came by so we could watch Crows Zero 2, which is a very good movie, by the way. It's very fun. It's Man the Movie. And so while we were about to watch it, I was like, oh, hey, you should check out this video I saw on YouTube of Mandarin Soundwave, because that guy is awesome. And anyway, I go up to grab a drink, come back down. I'm like, all right, anyway, and I bump something, and I'm like, oh, hey, Fallout 3. I didn't know I bought that. And I was like, wait a second. And so basically what happened is Jacob got me Fallout 3, Game of the Year. And he's done that once before with a video game, and he does it entirely because he knows that I get hideously embarrassed by that kind of thing. So I thanked him very much. And that's basically been what I've been doing in my spare time. That's why I've not got very much video or audio editing done, is because I'm out in the Capital Wastelands, and I'm having a good time of it. So, if you guys are wondering why anything I'm doing might be slowed down, aside from school, Fallout 3. Because I had never played it, and now I've got all of it. But that's unfortunately all I managed to find. I'm really after some new Human Alliance, but the thing is that I also don't want to buy any of it in Canada, so I keep trying to plan out little some kind of day trip to Seattle or something so I can go hit up a Target there. Because I like that line, and I like the way it looks, even despite the shortcomings of the post-Bumblebee toys, but I also don't want to pay $50 for one, because I think that's kind of dumb, because it's not $50.
So instead you'll pay $45 to go get one for $20?
Exactly, because then I get some sightseeing in, too. But that, and, like, it's not just $50, it's $50, then tax, so it's actually closer to $60. So, eh. Anyway, that's all I got. I'm sorry this wasn't more Transformers-y, guys, but... You know,
I can talk about stuff I saw and decided I didn't want to buy.
What, like the Super Tuner Throwdown?
I did see the hoist.
I like the way that hoist
looks.
That two-pack hits me right.
It was not in Toys R Us's in my Toys R Us's system to even see, because it was on a shelf that said 50, and I knew that wasn't right.
See, in Canada, it probably will cost 50. I haven't done research, but I don't want
to
pay 50 for
that. I tried to take it to their little scanner thing, and it gave me a weird beep beep, not please see associate. And I found one of their associate people, and I don't know. What's it say on the tag? Well, the tag says 50, and I don't think it's 50. Well, let me go see. And he walks over to the scanner, beep beep, please see associate. Oh, I guess it's not in the system. It shouldn't be out yet.
Yay!
I'm like, thanks for helping.
I haven't seen anything really. I've seen Devastators. That's about it. I've been thinking of going completionist on Activators because I'm actually very close, in my opinion. I mean, I'm not very close, but I've got a lot of the molds now, and I want to finish that line off. But then again, Activators out here in Canada sometimes cost $10 or more. So, no. I don't know.
I came across Human Alliance skids, but put them down twice.
Ooh,
you fool.
He's still sitting there.
You should go grab him, because he probably is really, really upset with you for putting him down.
Probably. You know, honestly, I'm just in it for the RC.
The
it's
RC.
It's a very expensive RC, but I think it'll be worth it.
Apparently not, because you've put it down twice.
Yeah. I've got returns to take care of first.
All right. I guess this can take us to our final little section, which would be a listener question. We have a listener question from Kirby Fan Prime, and his question sounds like this.
This is Kirby Fan Prime with two questions for WTF the TFW crew. First question is, what figure would you like Hasbro to take another crack at? Like just a really bad figure, or even a really good one, that you just want to see them do again. The only catch, however, is that it can only be remade with the technology that was used to make it in the first place, as in whatever they used for that line. Yeah, just get, like, whatever reason, like, what figure and why you'd want it remade in with the same technology. And my second question is, what is your guilty pleasure toy / transformer / whatever? It's, you know, the toy that you know in the back of your mind that you shouldn't be having as much fun with as you are, but you do anyway. Like, for instance, my guilty pleasure toy was Energon Dive Bomb. I had more fun with that thing than I really should have, because I'm looking back, I knew it was bad, but I loved it nonetheless. And so, just what toys do you love so much, for whatever reason, that you can just get around to hate? Kirby Fan Prime signing off.
So, the twofold question begins by asking if we could have a toy remade under the same design elements, budgets, and years, I believe. Basically, like, if you thought a toy sucked, and you wanted to see it remade, but it had to be remade in the same year at the same time, kind of like an alternate birth, like if a different sperm reached the egg in that part of the toy development, what would it be? What's that? What's up with the cyan?
Nothing.
Like little tadpoles, you know, burrowing face first. So, Aaron, what's your answer to this part of the question?
Animated. Lockdown and Bumblebee.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're friggin' wrists.
That's all you'd want. Yeah, okay, I guess that works. But that's some severe
just
bias
little,
going
I'm
on.
I'm sitting here going through some things, and it's like, well, no, there's Lockdown and Bumblebee. Both of them had their little wrist issues. That's the one that just came to right off the bat. I don't know. I mean, some stuff maybe through Energon, but not like a lot of that was terrible. It just needed like a tweak here or there.
But those wrists were...
With the shirt pants combiners. But yeah, those wrists. That's the thing from animated that just makes me sit there and go, really? Because you were that close. You know, just a little bit less and perfect. Instead, Lockdown looks very fey. Having to always be...
Oh, hello there. I'm Lockdown. Yes. Let's have some tea. The big frilly shirt. Lupus, how would you answer this part of the question?
Oh, okay, so the one that we would want to be remade. Sideswipe from Armada.
You'd like to see him done.
I would like to
remember,
see him
done. He's got to still be an Armada toy.
Oh,
he's still got to be done.
There were some good Armada toys, though. I know there's people like going, oh my god, how can you say that? But look at look at Tidalwave.
You can't say Bendy Prime. You can't. Okay.
Wheeljack.
You just want bigger pants.
Damn right. No, I mean if they had altered what the gimmicks were supposed to be to something else, it could have been a great figure. And I remember seeing the listings for Sedan. That was the code name for him, Sedan. And thinking, wow, that's got to be something cool. They don't even have a name for him. It's got to be something really, like, top secret. And then instead we get Sideswipe, which I do love. I like Sideswipe. He's a little dumpy in his own little way. It's cool. But they could have done a little bit more with him, and it could have been so much better of a figure.
Well, not to jump on your... bandwagon, but I always thought that was Sideswipe. If they'd done away with the additional gimmick of the flip-out panel for Nightbeat and used that to make the flaps on the side of his shins fold around to clasp his shins, I think that would have fixed him up really well without doing very much. Like, he would have still had the same proportions and stuff, but he wouldn't have had those two big chunks of car hanging off his legs. That's the way I'd see it myself.
If you look at it, though, it's kind of like MC Hammer pants. It really is.
I guess. But if they invert it a little bit, they could be MC Hammer, but still, you know, a little more convex and not so concave.
He has hefty legs anyway. Yeah, if it had, like, a mid-wivel pivot piece.
Yeah.
And it could tuck in and it'd still be Hammer Pants, but not like Hammer Pants, just Hammer Pants.
Can't touch
that's
this.
That's a cool one, though. I can dig that. Omegas, how would you answer this question?
In the same vein, even though it has given me quite a bit of popularity on YouTube, I'd have to say Armada Hotshot.
Mm-hmm.
Just for how prominent that character is, and especially when you get into repainting him into Hot Rod all the time, I want to like him. I really want to like that toy. And you've got figures there like Hoist, and like Hoist saves that entire toy line just for being a really nice figure that does everything right.
But so how would you alter Hotshot and stay within the confines of a toy made that year?
Well, looking at the engineering of that year, I don't see why he could not have had hinges where those shoulders rotate outward that would have allowed his arms to, you know, go forward and maybe actually save the articulation that he has.
Mm-hmm.
And I also... see, this is where it gets tricky because... It's hard to really tell what tech they had at the time, because I could see how they could still get that exact same Minicon gimmick to work and still allow the waist to articulate.
And now here's the thing: would you be so heartless as to cut out the Axel Zuka, or would you work with the Axel Zuka?
I would
be careful how you answer.
Ooh. Hmm. I would probably work with the Axel Zuka, because I will admit, even though the activation of it is disgusting, it's still a fairly neat little trick that the toy does.
It's such a cool progression of spring loaded things where it flips up, hits another button, flips, hits another button, shoots the missile. Like, I would love to see that remain, but to see the toy rebuild around that more.
Yeah, well, the problem the toy had was it had, like, one big spinal cord that was basically activating that gimmick, and you could have done it in two separate pieces.
Ooh, what if it's when you plug the engine onto his chest, that pushes the buttons in to set off the gimmick?
That would be nice.
Okay, well, then he's got a mini...
thinking. You could do that, have it up off of the waist.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you just have that integrated into Jolt. Then he sits on there like chest armor.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a lot better.
Solved all the problems. What are you doing, Hasbro? Come on.
Right.
Come on, 2002 Hasbro.
Right.
They're like, well, we solved the problem. That was 7 years ago. They're like, not the question.
So
then he doesn't have the engine gun that he can't hold.
So then would Hotshot just randomly chase after people with like this giant buzzsaw helicopter blade trying to hug people?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be wicked.
Looking for his jam.
Yep.
All right.
It is a jam opener.
For my own answer, now I really want to give a super clever answer to this, but this has been the focus of my attentions Transformer wise a little bit for the last couple weeks. Mine would actually be a Revenge of the Fallen toy, and it would be Blazemaster, because I would love to see how Blazemaster would have turned out if they did not have the propeller gimmick, because I think the propeller gimmick is what broke the toy, because he's a really decent figure except for all the parts related to the thing that makes his propeller spin, because it spins okay, but it spins in a way where the propeller actually helicopters off the toy itself. And through that, there's no way to solidly lock the propeller half on his arm, so it's pointing up or down or whatever. It just kind of hangs there while the other one can lock in place. So just the whole propeller part of Blazemaster, I'd like to see how it had turned out if it was gimmickless, basically. If the propeller did not do anything, that's mine. I mean, like, it's not a super awesome, obscure, creative answer, but it's honestly just what's on my mind right now. That's how I'd cover that bit. Kirby Fan Prime had a second question, which is, what is your guilty pleasure Transformer? What's a Transformer you have that's generally maligned, but you still like? I think I know how you're going to answer this, but hey, Omegas.
You think I know how I'm going to answer that?
Do you think you know what I think you're going to say?
I think you know what I'm thinking right now. But I don't think you're thinking straight.
But do you think that you think that what I'm thinking about you thinking is what you're actually thinking, or are you thinking that you're going to think something that's not what I'm thinking you're thinking so you can make me think that I thought different of what you thought you were going to think that I was going to think that you were going to think?
I thought I'd put it
no.
That.
No.
All of this rests on the thought Evangelist thinks.
So, Omegas, what's your malign toy that you like?
I kind of undermine all of my credibility here if I admit to liking a bad toy. Sam, I was trying to think of one.
You said it in a video.
Did I say it in a video?
Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Oh, God, it's completely escaped me at this point.
Do you want me to just drop it?
Yeah, you drop it, because it's
not
the answer.
Wing Saber!
Oh, that one. Now, see, I was going... I'd already been through Wing Saber, and I was going to cover... Because even I can admit what bad points he has, but I do still enjoy the toy. But...
See, I was thinking you're just going to pull that one up. You're just going to be like, well, Wing Saber, check the video. Bam.
Well, Wing Saber, yeah, check the video. DJ Omega, YouTube, go. But... No, there's one step beyond that to the point where it's still kind of a bricky bad toy, but I won't even do it for Plastic Addict because I like it that much. That would be Armada Overload.
Yes.
Oh!
I thought you were going to say that.
The one that stayed out of everything. I thought he knew he thought, but thought what he think.
Zero articulation for even a modern toy line. He's a total G1 brick with a I don't know what the hell vehicle mode. But something about the design and the style to it just hits me in every right way. That I cannot begrudge anything about it.
Well, do you know what Overload did so well that I never hear get bring up very much? And I don't even remember what part of his transformation does this, because I haven't messed with him in so long. But it's the slide where he technically parts forms, but he doesn't, because you technically pull off parts and stick them on somewhere else, but he actually has a track built into his body, so those parts slide along that track, disengage from one part, and plug into the next. That is cool. That was wicked.
Yeah, that's a very nice feature he has.
And a lot of people probably don't even know about that, because a lot of people probably have not even picked him up, because he does look kind of derpy from some angles. But I'm just saying, engineering-wise... That was the pinnacle parts form engineering evolution, I thought, at the time. And I was always sad that you don't really see that happen much. Like, the closest thing to that would be Deluxe Animated Prime Cybertron mode, with the way that he transforms from vehicle mode to robot mode, and in the midst of doing so, hangs on to both of his accessories without having to pull them off. But it's such a rare thing. I love it when that happens, and Overload pulled off so well. And he went like, and he made the noise too.
Yep. The return of the noise. Woo.
Plus, he was a headmaster.
Kinda. Yeah. He's like a head, power, breastmaster all in one.
Yeah.
Nah, props to that dude. I always wanted to get the Ultra Magnus version.
Oh, God. It is rare as hell. Rare as hell in the US. Apparently, it was a shelf warmer in the UK, so I've been told.
That's a good choice, though. I respect that one. Lupus, what's your guilty pleasure toy?
I know it's really hard to find, or was hard to find, and people bash it even though it's really sought after, but the Energon Grimlock and Swoop.
Oh. Ooh.
I never actually got that, because I could never find it for a price I wanted to pay.
Did you have paint chips as a kid?
No, I had but I two did load at one underneath time.
Power lines. I honestly, the cool thing for me is not necessarily the individual bot modes, but the
No.
What?
I will lose respect for you, sir.
Okay, the dino modes.
Okay.
Okay, as a paleo geek, I gotta say, it's nice to see Grimlock before we had the classics in a proper Tyrannosaurus stance rather than dragging his tail everywhere. So I like the set, and I mean, it's nice to have actual dinos to fill out my little dinosaur shelves.
Mm-hmm. And man, what an awesome combined mode he had.
Dude, okay, the combined mode, I sat there and I tried doodling out like a way to make it look cool and look like, you know, really imposing, but yeah.
It's just too awesome.
It is. It's so awesome you can't stand up straight. But, yeah, I mean,
that was an interesting combined mode, because in all photos I've seen, he always manages to somehow look like both parts are actually not connected, even though they are.
By two little hinges, but I mean, even that, for some reason, it tickles my fancy, and I like the idea of Swoop with these giant freaking claws. You know, little dinky biceps, giant forearms, and huge claws. But
it's definitely got an appeal.
It's an acquired taste, like bad
scotch. Like a fine wine, and just like with fine wine, you know, with the combined mode, it's like mixing a red and a white. It doesn't work. You know,
you get pink.
That's right. No one wants to be pink. Aaron. How do you answer this question?
Guilty play. I don't know. I like some of the activators that I'll admit I kind of derided them a little bit, but I also do like the fact you just push a button and then you have a robot.
And they're awesome.
And yeah, they're awesome. So maybe that doesn't get it for guilty pleasures. Energon Superion. I like...
Interesting.
Short of the little bit of chest issue that comes in for the combined mode, I mean, they were all solid basics that happened to turn into limbs as well. So I think they're rather maligned for that. I don't know. I dig on jets, and then, like, jets that turn into stuff. Turn into something bigger.
Oh.
But... I don't know. I like most of my toys, so it's hard for me to go, wow, I don't see why people really don't like this toy, because generally, if I don't like a toy, then I understand it, and if I don't know. Rambling. Tired.
All right. Well, my own answer, I have a bunch of answers I could give, and again, like, one of the easy ones I could give would be Jolt and Blazemaster. Because while people do like them, they're also really disliked by an equal number of people. But I guess another easy one I could give would be Injector. Because Injector accomplishes everything that character's toy should accomplish, which is being hideous and terrifying and ugly and embracing it thusly. I wanted to say a bunch of Energon ones, but generally a lot of people actually like the Energon ones I like, or it's not so much they're maligned, but they're kind of unknown. Stuff like Landquake or Landmine or Bulkhead. I guess actually Energon Ironhide and Inferno, because a lot of people hate on that Ironhide, and a couple people dislike that Inferno, but you put them together, Inferno as the torso and Ironhide with the legs still compressed as the lower body, and that is like a superhero robot. That thing is awesome. So, there you go. Like, seriously, if you guys have Inferno and Ironhide, try that. It looks really, really cool. Just don't extend Ironhide's legs, or it looks kind of funny.
Damn, I don't have to try that now.
It's really, really cool. He's just a bulky, beefy superhero robot. It's awesome.
I almost picked Ironhide.
I'm not sure if people dislike... Or, sorry, I thought you said Inferno. Ironhide, yeah, people do dislike Ironhide.
yeah, people would. Yeah,
I don't know why you... Okay, yeah.
They both start with eyes. It's about the same thing.
I know, it's so confusing. Florida's Ironhide and right Inferno sound so much alike. No, it's a I always thought it was a decent figure. I mean, but people seem to think it's like the worst one ever created just because you can see its head, and I can name a dozen Transformers that you could do. Same thing.
Yeah, Ironhide's robot mode generally worked. I mean, it was kind of low grade, but it did everything it's supposed to. And, like, his vehicle mode was kind of stumpy, but, like, he accomplished what he's supposed to do, I thought. And he did it better than some other toys have. So I never really got why Ironhide was, like, one of the worst toys ever made.
You can see his head!
Especially in the face of, like, Voyager Movie 1 Megatron. So?
Stop mentioning that figure.
After coming off of the GoBots series, the Play School figures, honestly, he did not seem that bad when I first picked him up. Like, I thought, okay, it's kind of in the same vein. They're making it towards, you know, younger kids. It's all good. Mm-hmm. And I really didn't have that much of a problem with him.
And he makes for a good pair of legs, I will always maintain. Because all the stuff hanging off the back with his entire upper body just kind of hanging like a cape, his upper body kind of looks like a cape with all the door pieces and stuff, so... I gotta say, Ironhide makes for a good pair of legs.
He's got legs and he knows how to use them.
That's right. I got lots of nice things to say about Energon. It's one of those lines that I don't really praise much. A lot of people don't praise it, but I generally thought Energon was cool.
That was a fun line. The pants shirt, you do Voyagers and Deluxes. I got a lot of fun out of that.
And overall, yeah, like the Energon toys, as far as pure plastic mass goes, they were enormous. For what you were paying for, right. I always thought.
I do like gimmicks like the Deluxe Autobots had. It hampered them individually a little bit, but I do like that for every one you buy, all the others gain a little bit more playability.
Yeah,
which is a neat little feature to have.
No, I'm always gonna be like, you know, maybe Armada. Armada had stuff I liked, but Armada I could always kind of forget about, especially because of Energon. Energon was all like. Energon felt like what they were trying to do with Armada, in a way. Like, we didn't pull off exactly what we'd hoped in Armada, so forget that happened. Here's Energon, with some redos of the cooler Armada toys, like Tidal Wave. And I was like, yeah, that's how you do it.
And Treadbolt?
Yeah, and Treadbolt. Some of the cooler Armada toys. That's right. Suck it, leg vans. I don't know. Anyway, hope that answered your questions, Kirby Fan Prime. That does it for us this week. Stay tuned, as always. Leave feedback, as always. Send me money, as always.
If you find toys I'm looking for.
Twitter Aaron about the Paleo Max Megazord, as always. Yeah.
And get ready to send spoons to Evangelist.
Get ready to send spoons to Evangelist, as always.
You do
not
realize...
Not the toy, just send, like, the curved
silverware.
That's right. I accept any or all spoons.
But if you send a spork, you're dead to him.
That's right. I'm not talking to you if you send me a spork.
What if it's a titanium spork?
That's like saying, hey, man, I know that you don't like receiving feces in the mail, but I thought, hey, what if I gold plate, electroplate some of these feces, then you'll like them more. It's like, no. No, a spork is still the aborted man-child of cutlery. It's like, a spork is like an inbred piece of cutlery. It's like a spoon and a spoon got together and went like, let's see what happens if we clang together a bit. Oh, look, pieces fell out, now it's a spork.
Fork, you get a spork?
No, the two spoons bang together. Pieces of their child's body fell off from his blue-blooded, inbred, mutated cells, and what was left behind, they said, oh, it looks kind of like a fork. Let's call him Spork! And that's, you know, that's how you create serial killers. So, don't inbreed. Is the moral of the story. Anyway, we'll talk to you next week. Take it easy, guys.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Seriously, don't inbreed.
What the f*** it means, but you got some badass perpetrators, and they're here to stay.